Follow the Money Weekly presents your precious metals market update. Here's Tom Cloud.
This is Tom Cloud with this week's midweek precious metals market update. Well, just like every other month, when it's time for Bernanke, the head of the Federal Reserve, to speak and come out of the FOMC meeting and state what's going on in the monetary policy, basically today it came in unchanged. Early in the day, we saw gold up $12 and $13 because of the economic news that was coming out of Europe that was very upbeat, probably the most upbeat we had seen in some time. And yet we also saw overnight the interest rates in China jump, which was giving mixed signs. In other words, if you have interest rates jumping, then you think they may have to tighten up a little bit and not put as much money in the market. Well, unfortunately for Americans, we should be doing the same thing, but we're not tightening anything up on this low interest rate policy. So basically, we continue to hear sentences, and we've been listening to this now for 12 months, where one man can come out and say one sentence, and people believe that he is going to have quantitative easing slow down and actually taper. So everybody is investigating every word of what he said today. Thought, well, maybe he may start tapering as early, because he said the economy was actually a little more improved and a little better than he thought it was. And at the same time, the jobs report came out, and jobs were down 20,000 from the expected number for the non-farm jobs, which was very bullish for gold that they would continue quantitative easing, which they will. Our listeners need to remember, Bernanke's only got one more meeting, and he turns it over to Yellen if she's confirmed. But on the flip side of that, Rand Paul, who's a senator from Kentucky, is saying there's a lot of stuff on her that shows she should not be confirmed. Now, anybody listening to this knows she's probably going to get confirmed, but it's also going to, when she's drugged through the mud by these senators, it will affect what she says and how she says it and what the world thinks about what she says. And many people are thinking this could be the beginning of the end for America, and we've certainly seen some major things going on around the world. So once again, I'm spending a lot of time talking about fundamental issues and not technical issues, but that's what is driving the investor right now. But I continue to see large money moving into gold ever since it was all the way down to 1180. We now see it back at 1350. And silver, we saw it down at $18 6 weeks ago, and now it's back to $23. So we still think both of them are going to go up between now and the end of the year as we continue to print tremendous amounts of money in addition to the $85 billion that's coming in for quantitative easing. And once again, that's going to banks to buy up toxic debt, waste mortgages, these mortgage-backed securities that basically is keeping the banks afloat, but that money's not actually going in to help the consumer. And it's amazing how you put that much money into the economy every month, and it's basically to keep banks afloat and to get bad debt off of their banking, because people would panic if banks started closing and panicking. So that's what this is all about. I will be doing an interview that hopefully you'll be able to hear on Saturday with Jerry about what's going on in the world of the supply of gold and silver, as well as an update on the Dodd-Frank Act that is in committee right now that every investor in tangible should be aware of. So we'll spend some time on that, and it'll be out this weekend for review. If any of you need to talk to me about the metals, you can reach me at 800-247-2812. That's 800-247-2812. And if you're not on an email blast, you can go to ftmdaily.com and hit the precious metals button or /gold, and you can sign up for our free email blast, which is completely confidential, and we send it out two or three times a week to keep you abreast of what's going on in the market, special deals we see, and buy and sell signals. So hopefully all this will be helpful. With this week's midweek Precious Metals Market Update, this is Tom Cloud signing out.